Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. The first obligation of the church or the believer is spiritual readiness. The first duty of the church is to disciple and the next to send those discipled. Our Lord said, go. But he also said, wait. And the waiting had to come before the going. Had the disciples gone forth as missionaries before the day of Pentecost, it would have been an overwhelming spiritual disaster, for they could not have done more than make converts after their own likeness. And this would have altered the history of Christianity with consequences throughout the ages to come. Talking to Pharisees, Jesus said, you travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. To be called a Christian, one has to belong to Christ. To belong to Christ, one has to believe in Christ. And in the same way, to exercise the promise of the gospel, we ought to experience the power of the gospel. To experience the power of the gospel, we should know how to worship the God of gospel. God forms man. Sin deforms. The Bible informs. Jesus transforms. And the Holy Spirit conforms. Winning souls should not be our primary goal, but sowing seeds of God's word. The command of Jesus to go is not based on willpower, but on empower. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Remember, my friends, without discipleship, church will produce converts without conviction and Christianity without sanity. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, God Almighty, how great is thy name in all the earth. We pray and ask for your anointing to help us proclaim the gospel of grace. Help us to practice before we preach. Spirit of God, enlarge our territories and empower us to carry great exploits for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.